what you'll be able to do after this lesson. Phase 1 built the policy branch of the dispatch table you wrote down in Lesson 3. Reinforce estimates the gradient of expected return with respect to policy parameters. Actor-critic reduces its variance by adding a learned value function. The whole family is on policy. The math runs through the policy you are currently following. Phase 2 opens the value branch. Instead of nudging policy parameters by gradient, you will learn the optimal action value function, written Q star, directly, and then read off the optimal policy as the action that maximizes Q star at each state, the argmax over actions. The policy never appears as a separate parameterized object. It falls out of Q star. By the end of this lesson, you can write the Bellman optimality equation and explain why the max makes it nonlinear, no closed form solution. Trace tabular Q iteration on a tiny MDP for a few rounds and check the result against the analytic value. Define off-policy learning and explain why Q learning is off-policy by construction. Its target uses the greedy policy, regardless of what generated the data. Name the deadly triad Bausholme. Off-policy plus bootstrapping plus function approximation, and explain why combining all three can diverge even though any two are safe. Choose value-based RLs over policy gradient RL when the action space is small and discrete and you want a deterministic optimal policy. Recap: the dispatch table. Lesson 3 ended with a sketch of every algorithm you would meet later in the track. Every deep RL algorithm estimates one or more of a policy PI, a state value V, an action value Q, an advantage A, or a model of the dynamics P. The rest is engineering. Phase 1 spent 4 lessons on the P branch, reinforce, actor critic. This lesson covers the Q branch. Lessons 9 and 10 will cover the P branch, model-based RL. The V and A branches are subcomponents of the others. You already met both inside actor critic. The 4 branches are not competitors. Modern algorithms blend them. PPO, Lesson 8, is a policy gradient method that uses a critic, via V branch. DQN, Lesson 7, is a Q-learning learning method with deep network engineering tricks. SAC, a strong continuous control algorithm, is actor critic with a Q network. The dispatch table tells you what each piece is estimating, not which algorithm to pick. This lesson stays in the tabular setting, where the math is provably clean. Lesson 7 will replace the table with a neural network and you will see what breaks. The Bellman optimality equation. Recall the Bellman equation from Lesson 3, written for QPA. The value of following a fixed policy PA. This is the value of taking action A in state S, then following policy P thereafter. It is linear in Q pi for a fixed pi, because the inner sum over actions is just an average weighted by pi. Now consider the optimal action value, written Q star, defined as the value of taking action A in state S and then acting optimally forever after. The optimal policy, whatever it is, picks the best action at every future state. So instead of averaging over P's action distribution, you take the max. This is the Bellman optimality equation. The right-hand side has a max inside an expectation, which makes the system nonlinear in Q star. There is no closed-form Gaussian elimination solution like there is for Q pi with a fixed pi. You have to solve it iteratively. The good news, the operator on the right, call it T star, is a gamma contraction in the SUP norm. For any two value functions, call them Q1 and Q2. By the Banach fixed point theorem, repeated application converges geometrically to a unique fixed point, which is Q star. That gives you the algorithm, tabular Q iteration. the cleanest algorithm. Start with an arbitrary initial estimate, Q0, 0 is fine, and apply the operator T star over and over. Iterate over all state action pairs each round. The geometric contraction bound says the worst case distance between Q at iteration K and Q star shrinks by a factor of gamma every iteration. For gamma equal to 0.9, gamma to the 22nd power is about 0.098, about an order of magnitude per 22 iterations. One decimal place takes roughly 22 iterations, not 10. Worked example, the L3 two-state MDP. Lesson 3 used a deterministic two-state loop, S0, S1 with reward 1, S1, S0 with reward 0, one action per state, gamma equal to 0.9. Because there is only one action, Q star equals V star at every state. So you already know the answer from lesson 3, run Q iteration starting from 0 everywhere. Since each state has one action, the max is trivial and the update is just the reward plus gamma times Q at this iteration of the next state. The geometric ratio between successive errors is gamma squared, which is 0.81, because the loop is two steps long. One step picks up the reward, the next bootstraps the value. At iteration 50, the error is still about 0.027. Driving the worst case error below 10 to the minus 4 takes about 100 iterations. The numbers match lesson 3's closed form computation exactly. The same value derived two ways. This is the dual path discipline applied to the algorithm itself, where the max actually does something. The single action example is clean but misses the point of value-based RL, action selection. Add a second action, stay at S0 with reward, 0.5, and self-transition, S0, S0. Now Q iteration has a genuine max to compute. By inspection, stay is dominated. It pays a negative reward and lands you back in S0, from which the best you can do is take go, whose value is about 5.263. So the value of stay is minus 0.5 plus 0.9 times 5.263, about 4.237, which is less than 5.263. The greedy policy picks go, the action with the larger Q star, as it should. The lesson, Q star encodes both the values and the optimal action choice. You do not need a separate policy network. Just compute Q star and take the argmax, from Q iteration to Q learning. Q iteration requires knowing the transition dynamics and the reward function. In real RL, you do not. You only observe samples. The fix is to replace the expectation over next states with a single sampled next state. After observing one transition, the state, the action, the reward, and the next state, this is Q learning, Bo Watkins, 1989. The bracketed quantity is the TD error, or Bellman error, the difference between your current estimate for the current state action pair and the new sample-based estimate, the reward plus gamma times the best Q value at the next state. The step size alpha is a learning rate. With appropriate schedules, alpha shrinking slowly toward zero, tabular Q learning converges to Q star with probability 1 under mild ergodicity assumptions. Why Q learning is off policy by construction. The target, the reward plus gamma times the maximum Q value over next actions, uses the greedy policy at the next state. It picks the best action. But the data collection that produced the transition can use any policy. Typically an exploring one like epsilon greedy. With probability epsilon, pick a random action. Otherwise, pick the greedy one. The policy that generated the data can differ from the policy being evaluated and improved. That separation is what off-policy means. Compare to reinforce, lesson 4. The gradient estimator, an expectation over trajectories drawn from the policy parameterized by theta of the gradient of the log policy times the return, is taken under the policy you are currently following. Switching policies invalidates the estimator, unless you correct with important sampling, which is its own can of worms. That is on policy. Off policy is a real advantage. You can replay old experience from a buffer. Lesson 7 will build this engineering on top of cue learning. Learn from demonstrations collected by a human or another agent. Decouple exploration, use epsilon greedy to discover, from exploitation. The learned target uses greedy. You will see in Lesson 8 that PPO sits in a middle ground. It allows small amounts of off-policy reuse, a few epics over recent data, with a clipping correction. Deep cue learning. Replace the table with a network. Tabular cue learning works for small discrete state spaces, a 3x3 grid world, a tic-tac-toe board. For Atari frames, 84 pixel stacks, the state space is astronomically large. You cannot store a cue table. The fix is function approximation. Parameterize Q as a neural network, Q theta, and minimize the squared TD error. D is a data set of transitions, a replay buffer in DQN. The minimizer is theta, such that Q theta approximately satisfies the Bellman optimality equation on the support of D. This looks like a clean, supervised learning regression problem. It is not. Three things break at once. The deadly triad. Sutton's name for the failure mode. The same Richard Sutton from Lesson 4's Actor Critic Foundations. When you combine all three of the following, learning can diverge even on problems where any two of the three would be safe. Function approximation. Q theta is not a lookup table. It generalizes across states. A weight update for 1, S, A, shifts Q theta at many other S, A, A, A pairs. Bootstrapping. The target, the reward plus gamma times the best next state value, uses the network Q theta itself, not a true Monte Carlo return. The target moves as you update. Off-policy data. The transitions you train on come from a different distribution than the greedy policy your target assumes. Any one of these on its own is safe. Any two are safe. All three together can produce arbitrarily large divergence. Q theta weights blow up and the policy becomes nonsense. This is why naive deep Q learning, just running gradient descent on the loss above, does not work on Atari. Lesson 7 is about the engineering that tames the triad. Replay buffers, decorrelate samples, approximate IID, target networks, freeze the bootstrap target for many steps so it stops chasing itself, and double Q learning, decouple action selection from action evaluation to fix the max overestimation bias. With those three tricks bolted on, the deep Q network of Money et al., 2015, plays Atari at human level, where value-based RL fits the dispatch table. Use the Q branch when the action space is small and discrete. The max over actions is a quick scan. With continuous actions, the argmax is its own optimization problem. This is why most continuous control algorithms are policy gradient or actor critic. You want a deterministic optimal policy. Stochastic optimal policies are rare in fully observed MDPs anyway, but if your problem genuinely needs one, partially observed environments, multi-agent games, policy gradient methods handle them more naturally. You can afford off-policy data reuse. If you have a replay buffer or human demonstrations, Q learning can use them. On-policy policy gradients cannot without correction. Use the PI branch, phase 1, when the action space is continuous or very large, the policy needs to be stochastic. Exploration baked in, multi-agent equilibria. You can afford fresh on-policy samples each update. Modern systems often combine the two, ESAC, Impala. The dispatch table is the menu, not the choice. Common pitfalls. Confusing the Bellman equation with the Bellman optimality equation. The first uses the policy's action distribution, linear in QPI. The second uses max, nonlinear. Tabular policy iteration solves the first. Tabular Q iteration solves the second. Calling Q learning on policy, because the data uses epsilon greedy. The policy used for action selection during data collection is irrelevant. What makes Q learning off policy is that the target uses the max over next actions, not the expectation over the policy's actions. Epsilon greedy is just an exploration mechanism, assuming Q iteration converges with function approximation. The geometric contraction proof relies on T being a contraction in sup norm, which fails when Q mosh sasam theta generalizes. You can verify this empirically. Write a naive, deep Q implementation, train on a toy MDP, and watch the weights diverge. Mistaking the max overestimation bias for noise. The expected maximum is at least the maximum of the expectations, by Jensen's inequality. With a noisy network, the max systematically overestimates. Double Q learning, lesson 7, addresses this by using two networks. One picks the action, the other evaluates it. Why this matters when you use AI? Deep Q networks were the breakthrough that put deep RL on the map. The 2015 Nature paper, Mamni et al., showed a single DQN architecture mastering 49 Atari games from raw pixels, no game-specific tuning. AlphaGo 2016 was a hybrid, policy network and value network, with Monte Carlo tree search at decision time, and the value network was a state value V-style estimate of board win probability. AlphaZero 2017 refined the recipe. AlphaStar, StarCraft II 2019, and OpenAI 5, Dota 2 2019, used policy gradient methods, not Q learning, because the action spaces were too large for argmax. The dispatch table predicts these choices. The reason every deep RL course teaches Q learning before DQCN. Q learning is provably correct in the tabular setting. Once you understand why the proof works, you understand exactly what each DQN engineering trick is buying you. The replay buffer recovers IIID, the target network recovers a fixed target, double Q-lace learning corrects the max bias. Without the tabular foundation, DQN looks like a pile of unmotivated heuristics. What you should remember from this lesson: the Bellman optimality equation sets Q star equal to the immediate reward plus gamma times the expected best next state value. The max makes it nonlinear, no closed form, only iterative solutions. Q iteration applies the Bellman operator until convergence. It is a gamma contraction, so error shrinks geometrically. On the L3 two-state MDP, it converges to the same 5.263, 4.77 that the closed-form geometric series gave you. Q-learning is the model-free, sample-based version. You nudge the current Q value by alpha times the TD error, where the TD error uses the maximum Q value over next actions. The max in the target is what makes Q-learning off-policy. Deep Q learning replaces the table with a network and minimizes squared TD error. Naively, it diverges because of the deadly triad, undai, function approximation plus bootstrapping plus off policy. Lesson 7 covers the engineering tricks that fix it. Greedy policy extraction. The optimal policy is the argmax over actions of Q star. No policy network needed. Use the Q branch when actions are discrete and few, and you can reuse off-policy data. Use the PI branch when actions are continuous or the optimal policy is stochastic. Next lesson, DQN itself, replay buffers, target networks, double Q learning, and the rainbow of refinements that turn Q learning into a working deep RL algorithm.